Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm filled with gratitude to all the men and women in my life who have supported me in my journey and creating this show, and for you who are listening to my show. So I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, which supports women to find their voices. This weekend, I went to a wealth workshop, which uncovered a subconscious belief that developed as I was growing up in this society, which was, I don't feel valued because I'm a woman. Now, I know other women in the room felt a similar issue growing up, and maybe you do too. And I replaced that belief with a new one, I am a powerful woman. And I want to encourage everyone to say that to themselves today and every day. And men, tell your women friends that they are powerful. As we become powerful women, we will change the world. I'd like to offer you the opportunity to work on these issues of finding the respect for the feminine within you in my online course, Reclaiming the Feminine, at Susan Weed's website, wisewomanuniversity.org. Also, check out my Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a reading experience of discovering the wisdom of women from leaders and lay people alike. If you need some inspiration this holiday season or know someone who could use some, it makes a great gift. You can purchase the book at womanofwisdom.org, which benefits Women of Wisdom, a nonprofit organization. And for the next hour, let me help you experience the power of the feminine voice. And today I have one of our featured guests of our 19th annual conference, Caroline Sutherland, is on the show. I'm very excited to have Caroline with me today. And we're going to discuss how we can slow down the aging process. Caroline's a health educator, medical intuitive, and author of the groundbreaking book, The Body Knows How to Stay Young. And Caroline says yes. And when you look at this vital, energetic woman who's in her mid-60s, you can tell she has a few secrets that are worth sharing. Caroline is a medical intuitive, author, radio host, teacher, and innovative leader in the fields of nutrition and energy medicine. She's the popular Hay House author of The Body Knows books and Louise Hay's personal health coach. For the past 27 years, she has positively affected the lives of over 120,000 people. Caroline is the founder of Sutherland Communications, which offers medical intuitive training programs, weight loss programs, and consultation services for adults and children. Caroline has answers for the chronic degenerative breakdown that leads to mobility issues, decrease in hearing and vision, osteoporosis and arthritis, not to mention memory loss. With her expert wisdom and sparkling sense of humor, Caroline will cover the four components of a vibrant aging program, showing in the process that the body has a phenomenal capacity to repair. And today we're going to give away her book, The Body Knows How to Stay Young. Hello, Caroline. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Chris, thanks so much for having me on your program. It's very exciting.
Yes. Well, first, I'd like our audience to learn more about you. And I think we need to define, what is a medical intuitive?
A medical intuitive is someone who has the ability to see beyond the normal levels of perception into subtle levels that are below the surface. And it's a gift that you know, seems to be a natural gift, but it's something that people can be trained in doing. It's not the birthright of just a few people, but it really is the birthright of everybody to be able to tune into their own body, pick up imbalances, and then how to make changes so that they can improve their health.
Well, I'm sure we'll get into that more, but I would like to know, how did you come to do this work?
Well, I'm a medical doctor's daughter. My father and my grandfather were both doctors, And so I was raised in a medical family. I've always been very interested in health and healing and why people got super sick and why they developed serious illnesses and what could be done before this occurred. So that's always been my bent and my interest. And then what happened was in my late 30s, I developed the early warning signs of multiple sclerosis. And my own family, primary care physician, sent me to a doctor that specialized in environmental medicine, which is the branch of medicine that deals with the human body in relationship to the environment. Everything that a person's breathing, everything that a person is touching, whatever the contact is with the environmental factors and the effect on that body. And so I was duly dispatched to this physician specialist, and it turned out that all my symptoms that were displaying as multiple sclerosis had a completely different root. They were rooted in food sensitivities, in an immune system that was on red alert. You know, this is, you talk about empowering women. This is a woman who was doing way too many things and just weakening the immune system and trying to please everybody and not putting herself first. And so my body started to break down. So I went off specific foods that were offending and causing problems and inflammation. And then something else that's really prevalent in our society is the yeast syndrome. That was corrected. And in 4 weeks, I was symptom-free. And at that time, I was a fashion writer for a major city newspaper. And I knew that I had witnessed nothing short of a miracle. And from that moment, which was in 1983, to this day, I've made it my complete purpose to educate others and to write about and speak about just some very simple things that people can do to bring them back from serious illnesses like I had.
Well, that's amazing. In 4 weeks.
Yes.
That the body can heal itself that fast. And do you think, because MS is pretty prevalent in Seattle, I know. It's one of the highest ranking areas in the world of MS. And I wonder if there are others like you who comes from a food allergy.
Well, I would say that anybody who's experiencing MS symptoms should definitely understand the role of food sensitivity in their symptoms. And then this yeast syndrome, and of course it's very high in Seattle. It's very high in other moldy and damp states as well, too, Chris, because of the high mold content in the environment. So candida yeast is part of it, and yeast and mold and fungi are all part of the same family. So in Seattle, people need to be considering that, which is when I give talks in Seattle, I always say, now you have a bit of a different problem here in Seattle that other mm-hmm. states do. And people go, oh, okay, well, that's why I shouldn't be having a lot of wine and beer and cheese and pickles and all these moldy things, because we're dealing with mold in the environment.
Oh, dear. I have to give up my wine?
Well, how about you just limit it to a glass of wine a week instead of, you know, a lot of people drink too much wine. But it is mold content. It's fermented,
yes.
And it's the same family. And it can take down the immune system. I mean, for example, just something like mold can spiral a person down into depression and also cause anxiety. Those are two downsides of mold sensitivities.
Well, that's really good to know. And, you know, everything in moderation is good, too. So what motivated you to write The Body Knows, How to Stay Young?
Well, I have a very strong clinical background in environmental medicine. Before I left a clinical setting, I had hands-on 55,000 patient visits. That's a lot of patient visits. And when I turned 60, you know, it's very interesting. Every 8 seconds, somebody in the United States is turning 50, and there are 316 people every minute turning 65 right now as we speak. Every hour, around 7,000 people are celebrating their 65th birthday right now. So I knew when I turned 60, and I'm 66 now, I knew this was going to be very important, and I knew that there was an equation to stay young and vibrant and healthy, and it wasn't just waving a magic wand and doing affirmations, which is great, but affirmations are part of it, and being positive is part of it. But there's some literal nutritional, biochemical, and hormonal physical body, basically protocols or actions, specific actions that people can do to stay young and healthy, and I wanted to make that known.
That, yes, that's, and it's great that you are passing on all this knowledge that you have. And I think a lot of people are very interested. And I saw you at East West Bookshop, and I was actually surprised how many men were there, because usually it's women who are studying these things. And there were a lot of men in the audience. Do you think that we are aging well as a society?
Absolutely not. I think we're aging abysmally. Absolutely. I mean, we're very much, you know, you think of the media, and it's driven by big food giants and big pharmaceutical companies. And so we're very much fed misinformation, you know, that works for the media, you know, the whole media consortium, but isn't really truth. And what I like to lead people to is to find their own truth. How does this feel? Does this feel right for you? Does it feel right for your plan? Does it feel right for your body? And there's lots of information there. But, you know, I always say that the equation for health is really a code. It's written in a code, just like some of the important spiritual books. If people understand how to navigate their way through that code, then they're going to be well and healthy. But the cornerstone, of course, to stay young is really change the diet.
Oh, that's true. Well, we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis, and I have Caroline Sutherland here today. So when we come back, we're going to explore more about vibrant aging.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, that.
Dr. Pat is launching a new network, and
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, with 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So we're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis. My guest today is Caroline Sutherland, and we're talking about how to stay young. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Caroline. Could you give us your contact information for the listeners?
Oh, sure. My website's carolinesutherland.com, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E-S for Sam, U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D.com.
Great. So in your book, you talk about the four keys to vibrant aging. What are they?
Well, the first one is to stop the body breakdown. We've already had a little chat about some of the things that we know that are breaking down the body. And I would say, as we progress in age, diet is hugely important. Because people that have, that consume excess starch and excess sugar, that breaks down the cell wall. And so it's most important that we keep the integrity of the cell wall and move towards repair and maintenance as opposed to breakdown and cell proliferation. And we know that age-related diseases start from age 50 and up, and that would be, you know, increase in cancer statistics at age 50. And sugar feeds cancer cells, so they have 16 more times insulin, the insulin receptor sites on a cancer cell as a normal cell does. And so if we can keep our consumption of starch and sugar low, that's a very important step in staying out of the cancer zone. So diet's important. And then, of course, thoughts. You know, let's face it, a lot of people are very negative in their thoughts. And they're surrounding themselves with negative people. So changing the diet of the mind and the diet of the food, I would say, would be the most important, component in terms of stopping body breakdown. And then the second component, of course, is rebuild the body with the correct food. What is the correct food? The correct food is a low-carbohydrate diet. So it's a diet that's not high in carbohydrates. So that's the first, you know, the sort of the cornerstone of the diet as we progress in age. And then supplements, the correct supplements. Hay House has a very new, interesting supplement line called Halo Health that people might be interested in. Louise Hay has been really spearheading this forward and wants to make sure people have the correct supplements. So that's something interesting. But people should be supplementing themselves and can do very well. But you know what's interesting about supplementation? One thing a lot of people really miss, especially as they progress in age, and that's digestive enzymes. People really miss that, and I find over and over and over again, I can just look at a person and just know, take digestive enzymes. So the correct supplementation and then some exercise that people can commit to, and anything that they love to do that really rebuilds that body and rebuilds the immune system. So it's stopping body breakdown, repairing the body where we possibly can. And then the third component, which is vital, for healthy aging, in my opinion, is to balance hormones. And hormones need careful balancing. They need to be balanced by a professional. They need to be monitored. They need to be tested. And, of course, we live now in what's called an estrogen-dominant society. We have an estrogen-driven society, exposures to estrogen at every turn. And so to detoxify estrogen is a very important part of hormone balancing as well. For men and women, you know, as men progress in age, testosterone declines, and it's interesting to note that prostate cancer statistics in men go up at the age of 50, and that's because of the decline in testosterone that they're naturally producing. So the hormone balancing is the third component, and I think that's really a vital part of a healthy aging program. And then the fourth component is what you and I are doing, and that's living our passion and just doing what it is that we feel very guided and very drawn to do, which is to communicate to other people, other women especially, and men, of course, and to uplift them and educate them and assist them in their own personal development.
So that's a lot to take in. So what do you advise? Where do people start?
Well, just as I mentioned, I mean, first of all, I think just knowing that the body has a phenomenal capacity to repair. I mean, I have people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who have health issues, but if we lay down a foundation and start supporting them, change the nutrition, work on hormone balancing, do some liver detoxification work, add some exercise in, nothing major, people can turn around very quickly. That's the 28 days. That's your month-long program. That's when you really see it. It doesn't take long. It's about a 28-day program. And I lay that out really easily in my books in a very, you know, easy to follow manner. And then also every Monday night for support, I have free teleconferences every Monday night from my website, CarolineSutherland.com. They can either dial in or they can come in onto the internet. But I think education and giving people these pieces, it's not that complicated, Chris. You know, it really isn't. I find over and over again, people with seemingly complex health issues, once they turn around, it's not that complicated. But it does start with the diet of the mind and the diet with the food. You can't really balance the body, really improve things unless that diet has changed. People try to do it, but it can't be done.
Yeah, and it does take, you say it's a 28-day program, and I've heard too that like 21 days to change your diet, you've got to stick to it for that long. And then you get that desire for starches and sugars out of your system.
Well, you know, what I think is really cool is if a person understands, if you look at symptoms, let's say, so you look at somebody in Seattle or Bellingham where we live or anywhere in the Northwest, for example, if you look at symptoms and you follow a trail for symptoms, it makes sense. So, for example, anyone who's in a moldy, damp climate, if they're drinking a lot of milk and eating cheese, cottage cheese, ice cream, take that out of the diet, even for 7 days. It doesn't have to be 21 days. Then they'll notice that their breathing is better, and they'll say, oh, isn't that interesting? All my asthma's backed off. My breathing is better. I'm not snoring at night. I'm not gaining weight. So just if you follow a symptom, and then you come up with the game plan, which I do, for how to correct a symptom. And then, of course, as we progress in age, people have a lot of inflammation. They have pain. They've got joint stiffness and neck stiffness, and they're in pain. Well, there's four inflammatory foods. One is wheat and flour-based products. The other is corn. Sugar is inflammatory, and so is caffeine. So you say, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do now? Those are all my major, you know, sort of cornerstones of the diet. But if people are in pain, they're willing to do it. So you switch the wheat out for rice or rye. You switch the corn out for something else, like little rice chips instead of corn chips. You switch the decaf down to a good, nice French roast, good, potent decaffeinated coffee, and that's delicious, and people don't miss the regular caffeine. And then you understand the motivation for putting sugar aside is to keep people out of the cancer zone. That's a big motivation. As soon as people hear that cancer cells are glucose-supported, oh, boy, they'll set that sugar down. And so it's looking at symptoms and saying, what can we do on a simple level to be able to correct common symptoms?
Yes. So there's a place in your book where you talk about tuning in and identifying individual factors that age us. So describe that process.
Well, first of all, that's really easy. You just put your hand on your heart and you ask, obviously with your eyes closed. So if people are listening to the radio while they're driving, don't do this. But basically, you put your hand on your heart and you ask the question, how fast am I aging? Am I aging quickly? Am I aging in a medium manner? Or am I aging very slowly? And you'll get an answer. I mean, it'll either be accelerated aging or it'll be normal aging. And then you ask, what factors are contributing to this level of aging? And if a person says, well, you know, I've got this unhappy marriage, or I've got this job that's a problem, or whatever these factors are that are putting them into stress, which are accelerating the aging, other people will identify they might be smoking, or they might be drinking too much, or they might be eating incorrectly. And so it's really easy to identify this. And then you wait and you listen. This is what the voice of instinct or inner guidance will tell us. You listen to the instinct or the inner wisdom to say, how can I improve this equation? How can I change this and slow down the aging process? What are the things I need to do and change? And then instinctively just let that inner wisdom guide you in identifying, you know, making these corrections wherever they might be called for. So that's the first part. And then I love simple methods of self-testing. I love to teach people how to use a pendulum, and that's, you know, the instructions are in my book. I love to show people how to challenge test. You know, a lot of people have gut distension and gas and bloating and headaches, and they're thinking, where is this coming from? Well, it didn't crawl in from under a door. 90% of the time it's linked into a common food. So then we do what's called a challenge test. If you have a food, a specific food that you think could be causing a problem, like let's say for some people, they think that cinnamon, let's say they make oatmeal in the morning, they put cinnamon on it. A lot of people get headaches from cinnamon. So just sit down to, you know, cinnamon on the end of a spoon in a little bit of water, take that cinnamon, wait 20 minutes, and you watch. You get little prickly headaches between your eyes. And people, you know, don't realize that just some of the things they're doing every single day are causing these problems. That's called a challenge test. And another way of identifying it is with the pulse. And your pulse will raise when you have had a food that your body doesn't want. It'll raise by 10 beats or more. And how people can identify this is to take their pulse, their normal resting pulse, it's called, and just you can take your pulse at the wrist, or you can take it in the neck at the carotid arteries that go up on either side of your neck. And identify what your normal resting pulse is, and then, once you've had the food or the beverage that you're kind of, you know, puzzled about and wondering if that could be a problem, then you check your pulse, and if it's raised up by 10 beats, you know darn well that coffee or that sugar or that, you know, whatever it is that's raising that, chocolate, is a culprit. Now, what does that mean? What it means is that is causing some kind of inflammatory response. And if people want to stay young and healthy, they have to cut down on the amount of inflammatory exposures that there are. It's not to say that we can't be exposed to foods or toxins or chemicals that are inflammatory, but we want to cut back on those inflammatory exposures if we want to stay young and healthy and not have arthritis and not have Parkinson's and all that sort of thing.
That's great information for everybody. There's so much here that we can learn about our bodies just by listening. So we're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. When we come back, Caroline's going to talk to us more about addictions. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. I have Caroline Sutherland here. So, Caroline, why is the notion of destiny such an important part of your book?
Well, I believe that we all do have a spiritual destiny, and it's very clearly defined within us, you know, at a soul kind of blueprint level. And the catch is our whole life is spent uncovering what it is we're really here to do. But I see over and over again, you know, thousands of faces in all these big conferences that I speak at. And I look out over these, you know, this vast number of people, and I just look and I say, oh my gosh, you know, they just don't seem to have the physical body capacity that really, you know, the energy and the vitality in the physical body to match the evolution of their soul. I mean, these are highly evolved spiritual people that are on their path and questing and doing all their meditations and doing their processing, but there's just, in most cases, there's not really that match. And if we do have a purpose and we do have a destiny, which we know we do have, if we don't have that physical body capacity, that strength, stamina, and, you know, the long-term stamina and strength, we aren't going to be able to fulfill our destiny while we're actually on that planet. This planet, because we'll just crater out and sort of collapse before our time. And that's what I don't like. I don't like to see that. I like to see people really getting physically strong. I mean, it's a very high level of personal self-mastery, mastery over emotions and mastery over food and mastery over addictions. These are very high levels of personal mastery, but the benefit is always going to be boundless energy in the body. And so I do believe that there is a marriage between being healthy and basically leaving our piece of patchwork on the planet. You bet.
Yes, and I know I'm similar age as you are, and I have more vitality now than I did 10 years ago. I think people are more conscious of their health, and I think for me, losing weight was a key element of that. I lost 25 pounds this summer, and I have so much more energy and feel so much better. And I can be more active. I can do the exercises better. So getting our weight under control, which is, you know, a food issue and how active we are and all that is very important. So I think an important topic too that we want to talk about today is addictions.
Yes.
Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, the thing about addictions is the fact that addictions in one form or another, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, it can be a food, it can be an addiction to work or a person or inappropriate activity on the internet, whatever the thing is, it's very seductive, it's very tempting. And I call it in my book, taking the climb. You know, a lot of people are very willing to go around the perimeter, just sort of circumnavigate the perimeter of their own individual mountain, if you will. And I love to see people that are really willing to take the climb, really summit, you know, that really want to, do it right. And of course these addictions are very powerful, they're very tempting, and it doesn't matter what it is, but they take our energy and our power away, and you just verified that. You've lost 25 pounds, which is hugely commendable. And many people are doing the same thing, and then when that happens, the neat thing is you've got mental clarity then. You can see the way forward. You have mental clarity, you've got energy, you've got spring in your step, and then when somebody says, well, let's, you know, get an expedition and go to Egypt, or let's write a book, or let's do a conference the way you're doing, you've got the energy for it. And it's terrific. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful match. And so these addictions are very seductive, they're very powerful, they have energies or entities. Some people don't believe in that, but I believe that they have power over us, and we don't want to give them power. And so this is a huge challenge for people when they actually set aside an addiction, but there's always a payoff, and the payoff is that we will have more energy, vitality, and time to do the things that we want to do. But yes, I write about it in my first book. A woman came to me, and she could not walk properly. She had to have somebody help her into the room for the seminar, and she sat down, and she couldn't get up without assistance. And I just looked at her and I said, for the next 2 days before you come back for the workshop, the second day of the workshop, I'd like you to eliminate these particular foods, just two of them. She came back. She was not helped in literally in 48 hours. She sat down. She didn't need assistance getting up. She couldn't believe the difference. And I do personal consultations, not that many because I'm quite busy with travel and other presentations, but I do them. And when I checked in with her in 2 weeks, she was amazed the amount of vitality in her body. But she was addicted to the help that her husband gave her. She was completely dependent upon him and benefited from his attention and his, you know, doting adoration. And so she was not willing to stay on a program because what would happen if she was well? What would happen if she had vitality? She'd have to go back to work. And she actually was on disability. So it was very interesting to really watch these addictive processes. And it was just to common foods. It wasn't, you know, like drugs or, you know, alcohol or anything like that. It was just a whole bunch of, you know, bread and all the wrong things, just addicted to food. And she just was not willing to make it on her own. And that's where your whole focus with Voices for Women and empowering women, she needed to be empowered. Hey, you know what? Disability from your state is not as important as you actually being able to put this together yourself. So these are just some classic examples of addictions at play, and who knows where that woman would have ended up if she had have really gone for it, which she could have, because it didn't take long to see the difference.
Yes, that's amazing. It's so fast, you know, with food. And, it's sad that we aren't, and I think it comes to finding, you know, what is the core, the root of where that problem comes from her? You know, it's that,
yes.
You know, where in her childhood did she have that need to be taken care of and wasn't willing to, you know, be abandoned by her husband? I think a feeling of abandonment would probably come up. And so those are the things you have to work at. It isn't just dealing with, okay, I'm going to cut this food out. It's going to bring other issues up. And so it's important to get a support system in place. And,
well, it did. It was really interesting, I mean, to see that, literally in 48 hours. And I had another gal who was 72 years of age in Fresno, and she had clawed hands, you know, from having osteoarthritis. She couldn't stretch her fingers out. And I just looked at her and I said, there's two things I want you to stop for the next 48 hours and come back. And one of them is sugar and the other is coffee. Well, this is hard for somebody who's 72. And she stamped her foot and she said, oh, she said, I'm continuing to have sugar in defiance of my mother. Well, she was 72. Well, when did your mother pass? Oh, my mother's been gone for 25 years. And, let's try this for 48 hours, which she did. And she came back and she could stretch out her hands. They completely stretched out flat her fingers for the first time in 22 years.
Well, and that must be such an amazing thing, you know, for even her to see happen. You know, I would imagine she probably didn't, you know, at first you that can't happen in 48 hours, but to, you know, for people to see that, it's a visual proof. So how can you climb out of addiction?
She just ate those two things, consumed, in defiance of her mother.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw in your press release, you have three ways to climb out of addictions. Can you share that with our audience?
Well, I would say the first thing is to recognize that the person has one. I mean, let's face it. You know, a lot of people are addicted to many things, but they're not willing to recognize what it is. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is to really use the spiritual practices. You know, ask for help from a higher power. Can you please help me with this, getting out of this addictive process that I'm in? And then the third part of it is recognizing that there's always a benefit. I believe that we earthly souls are shepherded and guided by huge towering beings in our lives, you know, be they angels, be they whatever you want to call them, beings of light, you know, angels, guides, master beings. We're not traveling this path alone, and I've seen this, witnessed this in my own life just time and time and time again. And I believe that we're being shepherded into position, that we're being moved and shepherded, guided on our path, and that these addictions only take us away from the trail. And so when we are willing to set them aside, there's always a gift. There is always a gift that comes. When one door closes, another will open. And I believe that we are being, I don't like to say we're being watched, but I do believe that we co-create with the divine, and the divine is teaching us every moment. And if we're willing to set aside things that we know that are destructive to our body or destructive to our family or destructive to our relationships, if we're willing to set those aside and ask for the help, then that empowerment will be the next step.
Yes, and it really takes some focus to do that. And I think sometimes we sabotage ourselves from a fear of, success can be more powerful than a fear of failure. So, before we take a break, can you give your contact information one more time?
Sure. My website is carolinesutherland.com, CAROLINES for Sam, UTHERLAND. I have free Monday night teleconferences every Monday night. I'm also a guest on, a host on Hay House Radio. I have my own program on Mondays called the Halo Health Hour, and all my books and CDs and all those sorts of things are available from my website as well.
Yes, and the first caller at this break will receive from Caroline a copy of her book, The Body Knows. So call 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. This is Chris Danis with Carolyn Sutherland, and we're going to take a break. And when we return, Carolyn's going to share more about how the vibration of foods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats live long and happy lives just like people. They are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient of a recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness first to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenge and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that awareness of the need for change is all growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people. Host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
This is Chris Danis with Voices of Women. We're back here with Caroline Sutherland. And so for our last section here, we're going to talk about hormones, because Caroline was just telling me at the break that these, how important they are and how they can just really change your life. So Caroline, tell us more about hormone balancing.
Thank you. Well, as we progress in age, Chris, hormone levels decline. So that is the reason why we age. So we age because of declining hormones. And we have a great deal of information now that we didn't have beforehand about natural or bioidentical hormone balancing. Bioidentical hormones are actually made from plants. They're made from plant-based oils, from soy and wild yam, just from the oils from the plants, not from the, you know, tofu and soy milk and that sort of thing. It's the plant-based oil. And it's the identical same molecule that we have in our bodies for men and for women. And balancing hormones is, I believe it's a very intricate part of feeling young and energetic. And in fact, I believe that hormones actually are very spiritual. They're our juice, our zip, our joy, our zest for life actually comes from having balanced hormones and our youth and our eternal youth, the feeling of eternal youth. So bioidentical hormones are very clearly discussed in my book, The Body Knows How to Stay Young, and so I'm excited for the person that's going to receive that book, because if they're sitting on the edge, like a lot of women are, with, oh, well, using hormones is dangerous, that will placate some of men's and women's fears about using hormones. Plant-based hormones are different from hormones that are derived from pregnant horses' urine, and that was the old way to do hormone balancing, and we know that it was there was a downside to it. I don't want to say extremely dangerous, because there are people that are actually on pregnant horses' urine hormones now and have been on them for a long time, and they're probably doing fine with them. But a lot of women were not, and we have, you know, obviously a lot of people that have had very serious illnesses as a result of using the wrong kind of hormones. And so what's interesting is the hormone that declines the fastest and the furthest for women is progesterone. And progesterone, when it's in the right amount, really helps with sleep. It helps women to feel calm. It actually helps men, too. It's prostate protective, and a small amount of progesterone can be applied to the scrotum once a day, and that can be prostate protective, so that's helpful for them. But for women, long and heavy periods are a sign of low progesterone. Postpartum depression is a sign of low progesterone. estrogen breaks down bone, progesterone builds it back up. So progesterone features very heavily in bone density issues, osteoporosis, osteopenia. And so progesterone is an important hormone. It's always applied at night, and it's applied specifically based on whether the woman is cycling or not. If she's not cycling, it can be used daily. If she is cycling, it's applied in a rhythm. Estrogen is sometimes necessary, and of course all of this is based on testing. People have to be tested either by saliva or by blood, and there's lots of very good practitioners who are doing bioidentical hormone balancing. I like a particular physician in Jupiter, Florida by the name of Edward Pearson at the New Medicine Foundation, and he's in Jupiter, Florida. He's been doing bioidentical hormone balancing for 10 years. And I send a lot of people to him because his practice is virtual. People don't have to go to him. They can get their panel tested and evaluated at a distance. They don't even have to leave their home. So estrogen can be replaced as well, and it's very interesting that 68% of Alzheimer's patients are women. So, you know, you look at Alzheimer's, and that is a result of low estrogen. So there are some women who are dependent on estrogen, and that's the missing link. When you look at Alzheimer's, it's women who have declining estrogen. It's not replaced, and then they end up with memory problems. So that's estrogen. Then, of course, women need testosterone. We have testosterone the same, exactly the same way that men do, but in different amounts. So men, for them, the declining hormone is testosterone, and when that is low, then they're more at risk for prostate cancer. In women, it's linked into memory, balance, libido, and estrogen is linked into libido as well, and bone density, and you know, mental clarity. So testosterone in a tiny amount for women is also important. And then there's another interesting hormone, and that's DHEA, which is dihydroepiandrosterone, and that hormone is important for energy and to help with inflammation. So all the hormones are important. They need to be tested. They need to be monitored, and people need to be educated. And when you hear about this on the media, that they're all lumped together, it doesn't matter if they're natural or from a horse, that's incorrect. And the media, of course, is driven by large drug companies who don't want to see the insurgence of bioidentical hormones. But hormones need to be taken conservatively and monitored. But once they're balanced, people come to me and they'll say, well, I don't have any energy, and I don't feel very positive about my life, and my doctors put me on antidepressants. This is a hormone imbalance. It's not a lack of antidepressants. It happens right at menopause or andropause in the same way for men, which is male menopause. And a lot of doctors misread that. They don't say, oh, let's get your hormones tested. Let's see what we need to do. They say, oh, well, you're depressed. Let's put you on an antidepressant. So if a person is considering antidepressants, get your hormones checked first, either by saliva or by blood, and find out where they're at. And if they're underneath the carpet, well, let's get them balanced, and then you have juice and zip and well-being, and you feel marvelous, and you know you're on the right track.
Yes, I know for myself, I've been using the bioidentical hormones for a couple of years now, and my sleep is so much more solid. I used to be a pretty light sleeper, waking up on and off during the night, and not really getting the amount I needed. And as soon as I start taking the progesterone, I mean, I can sleep like a log. I'm surprised what I don't hear sometimes.
Well, but I have progesterone available on my website if people are interested. They'll need an access code, which is LIFE, LIFE123. But I do have bioidentical compounded progesterone cream right on my website and progesterone drops if people don't want to use cream. But, yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, look at people who aren't sleeping or who are depressed or anxious. Look at people who are really anxious, very anxious and sort of overwhelmed. That's low progesterone.
So you don't need a prescription for that?
Not for progesterone, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
You do for estrogen, okay. You do for testosterone, you don't for DHEA. But
yes.
Progesterone's available on the Internet, and I have a very good one that comes from a compounding pharmacy.
Yeah, so most of these things, they come from compounding pharmacy, and I know there's been, like, some of the laws that they've been at risk of losing their being able to do business. I don't know where we're at with that right now, but I always get...
Well, that got scotched. That was the FDA that came in, and it was actually driven by the drug companies and then pushed onto the FDA to come in and tell compounding pharmacies that they couldn't sell estriol. Estriol is the safest of the three estrogens, estradiol, estriol, and estrone. And they came in and said that they didn't want these compounding pharmacies selling estriol on the internet. And so, but it's been scotched. You know, there, women just reared up, said, are you kidding? Don't take these hormones away. And so we're good to go with hormones for right now.
Yeah. And that's the importance of the people to speak up when, you know, there's a call for, you know, to get rid of these things that are so, vital for us, and more people need to hear about them. Now, it is helpful to go to, oftentimes it's going to a naturopathic physician to, to get tested. Sometimes there are regular MDs that also.
Oh, there's lots of regular MDs. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And family nurse practitioners that I love.
Yeah. So it's just getting with the right, having the right doctor who's willing to do this, who understands it and is willing to work with you on those issues. And if you don't have a doctor like that, they're out there, so find them. It's really important for our health. And I know I'm a lot more vital now and have more energy from, it just really makes a total change in your life.
Mm-hmm, it does.
So,
well, I just mentioned Dr. Pearson because he is virtual and the people live in an area where they don't have anybody. So it's Edward Pearson, and it's newmedicinefoundation.com, and he will help people, you know, wherever their location is.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you so much, Caroline, for sharing your gifts with us today. Want everyone to know you can experience Caroline in person at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. She will be part of our opening evening on February 17th, and she'll be doing two workshops on February 20th, and it'll be on medical intuition and about staying young, and she really works with everybody. So I'd like to leave you with this thought today, to pay attention to what you eat and ask yourself if it is serving you for a vibrant, healthy life. This is Chris Stainis from Voices of Women. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you. If you would like to contact me, you can go to my website, www.wisewomanpublishing.com. And you can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter and also look at all the conference activities at www.womenofwisdom.org. So I want to thank my guest today, Caroline, and thank you all for tuning in to Voices of Women. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time. Next week, I will have three special guests from Woman of Wisdom, Reverend Guo Qin talking about compassion, Beth Lawrence will be talking about shining your light on and off the stage, and Regina Michaels will share about balancing your human life with your divine life. They are also going to be presenting at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.